Welcome back to Driver's Talk. Thanks for riding along with us. Here's Rick Titus.
And welcome back to Driver's Talk. Rick Titus, BJ Clean, Jay Dalton, Mike Amuzio in studio. We do have a special guest online. I just want to set this up real quickly, because if you've listened to this program for very long, you know that we have supported the notion of putting nitrogen in street tires. I know it's famous in race cars. It's famous in NASCAR, which is kind of a race car. But we're fans of it on the street, and that has been controversial. And we've had a number of different tire companies on, said don't do it, until recently we had someone from Bridgestone on that said absolutely we are fans of it as well. Well, I recently had an opportunity to learn more about nitrogen because, frankly, as big a fan as I am of it, in terms of some ramifications of using it, had not been fully explained to me. And went to the National Automotive Dealer Association meetings up in San Francisco, came across a group from Nitrofill, and quite selfishly was inquiring about their equipment and their approach from a private individual standpoint. As a collector of better than 8 cars and a couple of trailers and a large motor coach, I was curious about a home unit. Well, that ended up opening up a large dialogue, and then, of course, turning this over to Jay Dalton, our producer, to pursue it even further. Jay tells me there's even more story than I had initially thought here.
It's bigger than gas, right?
It's bigger than gas. So that said, we thought, well, we'll just impose on the president of this company. What the heck? So having said that, Mr. Dalton set up this interview. So, Jay, I'll start.
Let's welcome the president of Nitrofill out of Pompano Beach, Florida, Jay Leiter. Jay, welcome to Driver's Talk.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
As I said, the story is really a lot more than gas, but let's just review for our listeners here exactly why you might want to put nitrogen in your tires in place of air.
Well, primarily longer tire life, enhanced safety, and something that should appeal to everyone right now, better fuel economy. And most of those benefits are derived from the vastly improved pressure retention that nitrogen provides. So it just simply doesn't leak out of your tires.
See, like that, and that's key verbiage.
Regular air does.
That's the key verbiage to this.
Why would air leak out and nitrogen not?
This is interesting.
Well, air is 79.1% nitrogen already. That's the good part. The bad part is it's also about 20% oxygen. And while you and I need that to survive and basically every living organism, it's really bad for everything that's not a living organism. Think rust, corrosion, or oxidation. But more importantly, think it's a very small molecular structure. If you remember way back to, certainly in my case, way back to high school, the chemical sign for oxygen is O, and the chemical sign for nitrogen is N2. And that little 2 up there is actually a squared molecule. It's 4 times larger, so hence it's not as readily to permeate through the sidewall of a tire. All tires lose a pound or two every month. A nitrogen-filled tire typically loses no pressure, and therefore you enjoy proper pressure all the time, and that yields many, many benefits, and specifically as it equates to fuel economy, lower rolling resistance. If you've ever pushed a car, or if you're a collector of cars and you have older cars, you've absolutely pushed one with low tires or ridden a bicycle with low tire pressure, you understand that it takes more oomph, more energy to propel that vehicle than one with properly inflated tires. And on your engine experiences the same exact challenge to propel a vehicle with underinflated tires.
You know, that's a completely fair analogy. And by the way, Jay, a lot of my collector cars are English, so you know I'm pushing them.
Absolutely.
But that was, and I'm saying this to Jay Dalton in the studio, when I went to the booth, Mr. Leiter's right, he really did have good people at the NADA show. The eye-opener to me was, A, they explained the difference in molecule diameter, if you will, and the fact that it's just easier for an oxygen molecule to escape through the sidewall of the tire. So in of itself, that was good news. The durability of that particular molecule is greater as well. And so it really – but the point that came up, Mr. Leiter, was how important it is that if you're going to go to a retail outlet and they're going to sell you nitrogen, how important is the purge cycle? Would you mind explaining to our listeners, really, if you're just driving down the road, you just bought your car, and you want to make this move to nitrogen, what has to happen and why is it so critical that you purge those tires?
Well, let me back up a little bit and also state that there's much more benefit than just the molecular size. There's also, by virtue of being an inert gas and hence basically described as nothing, right? Inert gas means it's nothing. That's important because there's no oxidation, rust, or corrosion, and also there's no condensation or water formation. It's hard to get H2O if you don't have any O. So there's more benefits than just the molecular size. I want to make sure I covered that.
Good.
But 95% purity is the essential purity level to enjoy the benefits of nitrogen. Remember, air is already 79.1% nitrogen. So the problem is with the oxygen that leaks out easily and causes other problems. So it's important that when you do a conversion that you achieve at least 95% purity. And there's a protocol for that. A nitrophil equipment is programmed to empty the tires, fill them with nitrogen, and then repeat that cycle one more time. And then there's a gauge that enables you to measure the purity. So the purity content is key to enjoying the benefits that we claim.
Jay, why haven't the manufacturers just adopted this as, just regular in the OE vehicles?
Well, they're starting to, I think. There's been a big shift in priorities over the last few years. I think they were more concerned with keeping their doors open than what they're putting in tires. But like everything else, it evolves. The Ford Mustang is a little different, more reliable perhaps than the Model T. So I think it's part of the evolution. The Nissan GT-R sports car comes from the factory with nitrogen, but that's the only OEM platform currently. Now, when it comes to motorhomes, our product, Nitrofill, our brand, is original equipment in all Dutchman motorhome, all Sunnybrook motorhomes, and a lot of RVs. So it's coming. It just makes sense. If you can put something better, so to speak, in the tires, why wouldn't you? Really, the key is to remove the oxygen. When you're filling tires with air in an OEM application, you're typically concerned about controlling the oil from compressors, the particulate that goes into a tire, the water vapor. But we just take it a step further, remove the oxygen for all the reasons we talked about. So it makes an enormous amount of sense, and it is coming.
So if you have this in your vehicle, you basically no longer need your low tire pressure warning system. Would that be correct?
No, there's other factors that will still cause your tires to lose pressure, temperature changes, and of course the common nail. So it's still a good idea to have a tire pressure monitoring system.
But this could take the nuisance out of it. Case in point, we just took my wife's 2010 Mustang in, and one of our complaints is that monitor's on. And I have checked, even including the spare, we're at 32 square, and we've still got that light on because these things have not proven to be completely accurate. So if you could have a good, stable pressure in those tires, I see another upside here. Yeah. The tire runs cooler. Jay's already made a very strong argument for how much easier the tire rolls down the road. There's just so many good points.
Well, one of the big differences is we simply don't check our tires.
And that's an issue, too.
Yeah, and according to AAA, only 15% of consumers check their tires as regularly as they should. And that's an issue now more so than ever because the duration between recommended service intervals has grown and grown.
Very
Remember, it wasn't too long ago where you needed an oil change every 3 months, every 3,000 miles.
Yep.
So you would visit your car care professional. That's about once a year on almost every vehicle. So you miss those quarterly tire pressure checks that the professionals do for you. So it's become more and more critical because there's no one to do it for you. And nitrogen will eliminate that need to a large extent.
How does nitrogen act in extreme cold and extreme hot weather?
It's more stable. Nitrogen-filled tire will run cooler. Now, all gases expand and contract with temperature. The difference between air is you will lose some of the inflation medium, and with nitrogen, it will merely condense. So when the temperature changes, rate rises back up, if we're talking about the tire cooling down, it will you will achieve your proper pressure again. Well, so there are factors where you still need to check your tires. It just reduces that need exponentially.
And the reason it's popular in race cars, the reason we like it is it's a more stable pressure setting. We can it'll level out, and as a driver, you've got a more consistent tire diameter, a sidewall strength as a function of pressure, and of course, it's not going to change dramatically. When I was driving that 427 Cobra in a vintage race, I had about three magic laps before the rears just gained so much heat that the tire footprint was being reduced. And I was changing the brake bias. It was inducing a lot of oversteer in the car.
and literally went through those pits of this vintage race, and there was Formula One cars there, and looking for nitrogen to put in this car because the crew didn't know to do it in this car. They weren't even doing it in the Formula One cars. I'm like, you know, you guys, this is like fundamentally a key issue here because of the stability.
Nitrogen's required in most racing venues. It's also required in most mining applications because it's inert and therefore it won't support combustion. It's used in aviation. And in fact, required in any jet aircraft that flies for the same reason. It's an inert gas. It's moisture-free. It won't support combustion. There's many, 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 many benefits to put in your tires.
Let's go to a commercial break, and before we come back and find out some of the other elements involved with nitrogen-filled tires.
The other side of this story, hey folks, this is Drivers Talk Radio. We appreciate you being with us. AM audience, we'll be right back.
Drivers Talk returns after these messages. And now, more Drivers Talk with Rick Titus.
And welcome back to Drivers Talk. We've got a very interesting guest on, an issue that, quite frankly, we've been supportive of for some number of years here on this program. We have Jay Leiter, who is the president of Nitrofill. Now, you've heard the old slogan, curious minds want to know. Well, Jay was actually had that tattooed on his fanny when he was 4 years old. I turned this story over to Jay to pursue because he's the one that books the guests in this program. And he comes in the studio this morning and says, by the way, RT, this story is much bigger than you realize. So given that, Mr. Curiosity Seeker, what did you learn beyond what I had learned?
Well, as I was curiously looking into this, especially with our next guest from Nitrofill Corporation out of Pompano Beach, Florida, I got the chance to just speak a few words to the president, Jay Leiter. And Jay, welcome back to Driver's Talk.
Thank you.
And in that course of investigation, found out, I asked him, well, gee, do you have some kind of home unit for this? That was my exact question, because I thought, well, how do you get the nitrogen into the tires? And Mr. Leiter, why don't you explain to us your exact membership program here? Exactly how do you get the nitrogen into the tires?
Well, we do have a home unit, and it's a nitrogen generator. Generator is kind of a misnomer. Actually, it's a separation device that will take air from your compressor, separate out all the impurities, the water, the particulate, the oil, and then take it a step further and remove the oxygen. It can produce 99.99959 purity of nitrogen, and they are available for home use. But most of our dealers, we've got about 5,000 franchise car dealers, and probably another 1,000 or so independent tire dealers or repair facilities that will provide this service. And what's different, there's a couple different key differences between just nitrogen and Nitrofill. Primarily, the purity. We're very stringent on the purity of the nitrogen product. As we mentioned, the 95% threshold in the tire is required to really achieve the benefits that we talk about. And then we combine it with a membership of the Nitrofill Auto Club. In other words, if you have Nitrofill in your tires, and you get a flat tire, we will pay for that flat tire. If your tire is destroyed due to a road hazard, we'll buy you a new tire up to the benefit amount. We also provide unlimited use of roadside assistance, and it's all prepaid. It's not a reimbursement program. If you have our product in your tires, you call our 800 number, and we will dispatch a tow truck to service you. And we enjoy about 1.4 million members in that auto club right now.
Wow. I wasn't expecting that number. You know, one number that struck me as extraordinarily lopsided is 5,000 car dealers, but only 1,000 tire dealers?
Car dealers have latched on to it. I think that they may be more knowledgeable about the product to a large extent. They are able to perhaps afford the equipment other than the home use units, which are just under $2,000.
Right.
It's for an industrial strength unit, one that will service car after car after car, and then the disparity of cars. You have everything from a small, in the Toyota line, for instance, you've got a Prius all the way up to a four-wheel drive pickup truck. It takes a pretty hefty piece of equipment.
Right.
And I don't know, and it's growing, it's coming, but car dealers were the first to buy into the program.
Interesting.
And it's also for a car dealer, it's it just adds more value to every car they sell.
I totally agree, but it's funny because I see it as a way to make sure, if I was an independent tire dealer, what a great way to get the customer coming back to me. But perhaps it's counterproductive to them to make a tire last longer. Maybe that's not what they want to do. I don't know. Interesting to me.
Well, I'm actually a third-generation tire store owner, and I've been in the tire retail business all my life, and while that may be a concern for tire companies, typically everyone wants to do what's best for the customer. And if you get 40,000 miles out of tires that I told you were going to get 40,000 miles out of, that makes us smile. So I think we're just in our infancy, and it is growing, it is coming, and you'll see it in more and more tire stores as time goes on.
Oh, I think it's the public knowledge of this product gets out there.
Okay, now here's something you didn't think about, Ricky. If you have nitrogen in your tires, how do you tell somebody, how do you inform somebody not to put air in that tire? Jay, what's the answer to that?
All of our valve caps have a logo right on them that says NitroFill. And there's also a windshield cling, much like the oil change windshield cling that's at the top left of your windshield now, that also designates it as NitroFill. As well as a door jam sticker. So there's a door jam sticker right where you measure, right where you go to look at the pressure value for that vehicle, and then of course the windshield cling, and then every valve cap designates NitroFill as well.
What would happen if somebody didn't pay attention to anything and just tried to put air in the tire?
Nothing. You just dilute some of the benefits because you're introducing oxygen, and that's exactly what we don't want. So it's nominal. Ultimately, if you put enough air in it, you would totally negate the benefits of it, but there's no other hazards whatsoever.
Okay. What about something like somebody inserting fix-a flat or something like that in there?
You've got a bigger problem than that.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
But I'm sure you've been asked that before.
Remember, nitrogen is nothing. It's the nothing that the good Lord put oxygen in so you and I can live, but oxygen just happens to be bad for everything other than us living organisms. You know, so it won't hurt anything, do anything. It can't cause it, other than not supporting life because there's no oxygen in it. It's exactly nothing. So it's not flammable. It's not corrosive. There's no fumes that are dangerous. It is inert gas.
I think this is a big deal because when you introduce new technologies to people, the first thing that comes to mind is the safety of it. So we've got to get that word out that you're not doing anything dangerous if you decide to switch to nitrogen from air. So.
Very true. But the most interesting way is how you would come by this nitrogen, how your vehicle would be serviced if you're a member of the NitroFill Automobile Club. And Jay, I've got to catch you out on a couple of things. You didn't mention that there's also 24-hour jump start servicing available through this, and lockout service and flat tire changes.
It is a very extensive motor club. Flat tire replacement, towing, lost key lockout, trip interruption protection, even a hit-and-run benefit, as well as fluid delivery, roadside assistance for any reason. And again, all those benefits are prepaid. And then, of course, the tire repair and replacement coverage we provide as well. So it's an extensive auto club with tire benefits, and it's all by virtue of the confidence that we have in our product.
What a clever thing to combine these two areas of concern and make them as one. This was how long have you been offering this, Jay?
That program has been available for almost 5 years. Hmm. And in the beginning, in the early days when nobody knew what nitrogen was, we felt that we needed to add value to compel them to pay for the product. And it became such a hit that we just decided to never remove those elements.
Do you find a lot of dealers selling this during a new car transaction, or is it also done on the used car market as well?
Both new cars, used cars, and in service. It is where it's primarily sold. Preloading a car with NitroFill makes a lot of sense for a dealer because it adds another element of value. In other words, you typically have to buy tire insurance on a new car. If they're filled with NitroFill, you have tire insurance on your vehicle.
So our listeners can learn more about this at www.nitrofill.com. Is that right?
That's correct.
NITROFILL, is that correct?
Yeah. NITROFILL.com.
Yep. I really would encourage listeners to go to this site and learn more about this product. I got, you know, it's almost like a driving school, Jay, when we do a race school. And at the end of the school, we say to the graduates, so who's afraid to drive home now because you realize what people don't know? I think the more you learn about this product, the more afraid you become of people who don't have it in their tires. You know,
I appreciate that.
Well,
get that word out, please.
You know, we're trying, Jay. We believe in it, and we are. We're going to continue, and we're going to bug you from time to time because we think it's important that you continue to talk to these people and explain the benefits of this. So, thank you very much for taking time on a Saturday.
Yep.
We know you're a busy man. I am going to be calling you personally and bugging you about that home unit if you don't mind. Is that all right?
It'll be that pleasure. We'll even consider a discount for you.
Thank you. And can hear his receptionist now. I'm sorry, Mr. Later's not in. I've been screened before, Jay.
Again, for more information on what we've been talking about, it's nitrofill.com. That's with two L's, mm-hmm. nitrofill.com out of Florida. Jay Leiter, thank you very much for being on our program today.
Thank you, everyone. It's our pleasure.
Wonderful.
All right, buddy. God bless. Be safe.
Thanks. You know, Ricky, you've been a proponent of this for a long time, especially in your motorhome,
yep.
where there's a huge volume of air, if you think about it, and I'm using that word incorrectly. There's a huge volume of nitrogen
right.
in your tires now,
yep.
and you've really campaigned for this to
Honest with you, and I think Jay would agree with me, that there is no more inconvenient flat tire you can get than on a motorhome because you ain't changing it, Jack.
The inside one.
Oh, my gosh. That is a complete monster. But just try and lift a spare. When I was buying my motor coach, I said, I'd like to get a spare tire. And they go, why? You couldn't possibly change it or put it on. You don't have the jack for it.
Yeah.
You don't have the tools for it. And you, by the way, looking at your arms, you ain't lifting it anyway. So
another natural for this is trailer tires.
See, that's the other one because they're so prone to failure. Trailer tires are amazingly unsophisticated compared to streetcar tires. Why would you encourage failures like that when you've got products out there that will so help you?
I don't know why the manufacturers just don't get on board with this.
Yeah. I think Mr. Leiter's right. I think that there's plenty of distraction. They're not looking for ways to drive the cost up by even a buck.
Yeah.
You watch, but during this decade, more and more cars are going
to
come out.
They're going to have to. I mean, think of the blowouts that you're not going to deal with. And he's right. People don't check anything on their vehicle.
Well, and he said right from the very beginning, and it was about fuel economy. And it's not so much that the nitrogen creates magic.
Right.
But what it does is, and his analogy was awesome, try pushing a car that's got half the amount of air in it's supposed to have. It's a smother sucker to push.
As we try to meet the cafe figures, you watch nitrogen is going to be
right. You're right.
Good
exactly
point.
Right.
Electric
we have
cars.
To say goodbye to our AM audience, right?
AM audience, thank you so much for being with us. We appreciate you sharing the door speakers of your vehicle as you drive down the highway. Again, if you want to email us, info@driverstalkradio.com or J@driverstalkradio.com, we'll get that done. And always join us. You can actually watch the program in our four-camera studio at driverstalkradio.com. Thanks so much for being with us.